Hey, this is AC, and we're back with a special guest on the line, The Last Recruit, a.k.a. Ricky Bobby. What's up, Recruit?
What up, AC? You know, just living life, hitting bars, driving cars, doing what we do.
All right, let's get down to it. How's that I'm With Stupid EP going?
Oh, the EP's going great, man. We got a great fan response, a lot of positive feedback, working on the third batch of 1,000, so we just steady pushing that, man, you know?
So you and Dills are going to drop another one on him then?
For sure. We're working on it right now as we speak. We're in the studio doing I'm With Stupid 2.3, the album, along with a couple mixtapes we got to follow that. So, I mean, we just nonstop grinding with that, AC.
Recruit, could you shed some insight into your hip-hop background and how things began for you?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It all started back in 1986 in Northbrook Gardens with my older brother Chip. He put me on the Dougie Fresh to show with Slick Rick when I was only 10, but man, it just made sense. We was breaking in my basement on a cardboard box, just like Beat Street. Pumas on our feet and high socks, had the fat boys blasting Curtis Blow with Jam on it, courtesy of Nick Nigro. My man got it honest, he was kin to White Ice, who was down with Jock Mack, so we always had a mix tape full of hot tracks. Around this time in 89 is when I first started writing, try to be like Rakim style wise but wasn't biting. And the Brian Beard baby, my homie from the go, who moved to Northbrook around 85 or so, talking cold mouthpiece straight beats with the spitting. He showed me how to get a whole 16 written. It didn't take long before we formed as a group, two of a kind. All the time was the troop, wrote Critical Condition, a neighborhood classic. I was RT knowledge way before I was the last Rick. Ryan's brother Victor, Manny was the toughest, took us to the stew, recorded Who Comes the Roughest. That's the very first time your boy was ever in the booth. We did it in the basement out on 75th and Troost. Rest in peace, Vic, and thank you for believing. You showed us we could do this rap shit just like some heathens. Summer went fast, high school was cool, always in a circle busting freestyles with Drew, Six Pack and Bruce, and even Gary Waters. We rap prom night with Earl Wilson like some ballers. We always getting faded and kicking it at Al's, stolen karaoke parties, me and all my pals. Then I met my gal, we then had a son. I wasn't doing shit but selling D and getting drunk. I left out of Missouri to the Navy in a flash. I gotta do some good with my life or I won't last. I got the basic training, they put me in some boots. I rap for all my dudes and they call me The Last Recruit. I made it out of boot camp and landed on a boat in Corpus Christi, Texas, with the rhymes that I had wrote. I ain't knowing about the service, not sure if I'ma make it, but then I partnered up with my homie Wise the Fade. And now the barracks is a battlefield and everybody know it. Fort Worth's finest and the Kansas City poet. I'm still a little homesick, but that's just on some real shit. Then I got a package in the mail from Dr. Dilsnick, a full length album. Goddamn, my man did it with no handouts. I'm talking truly independent. I placed that purple CD high up on myself to use as inspiration to make something for myself. I gathered up all my rap books with no hesitation. It took one day to lace the whole demonstration. Texas showed me love, man, it was the shit. Out a little used live on stage with Gangsta Nip. Even Mr. Michael picked me up just cause we clicked. The radio station at my crib throwing picnics. Then it went down, Ash on D. We opened up the auditorium with ESG. I caught a little buzz, nearly about to bubble, but leave it up to me, I fucked around and got in trouble. My song's on the radio, I'm supposed to do a show. By the time I beat Restriction, I was back in the mo. I finally made it home, I'm happy to be out. I'm first year back, Disney dropped the second album. My dude made a classic, the shit got me hyped. I saved a little bread, bought a box and a mic, and now we all record at my crib. It came front attic in the studio, right on Van Brunt. Spent many nights drinking and doing much work. Drop HYRB, then that heat for the dirt. Dills did Judgment Day, and man, that shit knocking. Now we each got 3 CDs in our pocket. It was time to team up and hit them with some new shit. 2010, we put it on with Stupid. We put them on the streets, underground heated, and gave them out for free. Man, you couldn't fucking beat it. And now I'm in the booth, While Buffalo records me, I'm the last recruit, and homie, this is my story. And now I'm in the booth. While Rolo records me, I'm the last recruit, and homie, this is my story. My story, my story.